It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Kim Kardashian denied rumors claiming that she hooked up with Drake, specifically denying that he's rapping about her in a song, In My Feelings.
Do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me.
The rapper refers to Kiki, Kim's family nickname, and also the color of one of her KKW beauty lipsticks. The other cute clue that people on social media are using to connect the dots is from Drake's collab with Kylie's baby daddy, Travis Scott, on the song Sicko Mode. Drake's home is pretty close to Kim's, and the lyric goes, I crept down the block, made a right, cut the lights, paid the price. So Kim put the rumor to rest herself. She said it never happened, end of story. According to sources, though, the two do have some mutual friends and are cordial when they have run into each other at events in the past, but they've never had a personal relationship or friendship. She's never slept with Drake before or after she was married. However, Nick Cannon fueled more Kim and Drake speculation during an interview on Complex's Everyday Struggle when he said, stepping back as a fan, there is something real personal that Drake holds over that whole family. Like, y'all don't want me to let this out.
Why is this just coming out now? Like, people are always trying to, like, start something up. Because this is when it came out right when the song dropped.
This is juicy to me. I'm very invested.
You're one of the people, like, I'm going to squeeze and see what I can get.
There's I love it.
Nothing there.
Colin Kaepernick is the face of a Nike advertising effort commemorating the 30th anniversary of its Just Do It motto. He tweeted the words, believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything. Hashtag Just Do It, superimposed on an image of his face. The Nike swoosh accompanies the image. Now, of course, you've got a lot of people wanting to boycott Nike, cutting their swooshes off their socks and all that stuff. So that's going to be interesting to see how that plays out for the company. Because, I mean, he is a very controversial celebrity right now.
And they've had him for a while since, like, what, 2011. He's been endorsing them. So he's not like he's a new person, but he's like the face of their campaign now.
Right. Also, it looks like Robin Wright is speaking out about Kevin Spacey finally. She discussed the allegations against her House of Cards co-star Kevin Spacey on Today, almost 2 months ago, saying that she only knew the actor rather than the man. In a new interview, she says that she believes in second chances, even as they pertain to him. She said, I believe every human being has the ability to reform, has the ability to change. In that sense, second chances, or whatever you're going to call it, I absolutely believe in that. It's called growth. She has not been in touch with the actor and said that he'll reach out when he's ready. She said, I think that's the way it should go. She added that she does feel sorry for him to some extent, although that does not mean that she believes the men who came out against him shouldn't have done so, or that she condones his alleged actions. And then as far as the biggest movies over the weekend go, Crazy Rich Asians isn't slowing down. It is, again, the biggest movie in the country. I hope you went and saw it. I've been talking about it since I went and saw it when it came out. It is so good. Everyone needs to see it.
I have not seen it yet. I need to go see it.
It's
I think Lindsay
so
would like it.
Yes, everyone will like it. So great. The romantic comedy took in $28.3 million over the four-day holiday weekend to come in first for the third straight weekend. The Meg remained in second place with $13.4 million, while Mission Impossible Fallout moved up to a spot with third with $9 million. That is the garbage.